Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday worldwide edition of The Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. And I am going to open the phones up and take your phone calls throughout the next few hours. In the third hour, Michael Maloof, who's got a lot of major connections to public, brigadier and major generals who are going public about the purging of the military. He's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the start of the third hour today. Obviously, I don't have to tell you how important that intel is, and we're going to be adding our research and source info to his info to try to brainstorm exactly what we're facing here. You know, the times have gotten so serious and so insane that I'm actually calm right now. That's how freaked out I am, beyond even being angry. And I just have this deep feeling of not wanting this disaster to get any worse. I don't hate any of the government bureaucrats. I don't hate any of the police. I don't hate any of the general public. I do not like the globalists who are consciously manipulating all of us. And if we would just learn how they manipulate us and become aware of the technologies of tyranny, then we could move towards a freer society. It's simple. Either your society is based on liberty and innovation and honor and truthfulness and sanity, or it's based on manipulation and gangs and corruption and fraud and betrayal. And I just really, this morning, it hit me like a ton of bricks that is what's going on here. It hit me like a ton of bricks that we're seeing insanity in government, insanity in the media, insanity in corporations, insanity in individuals. And most people are just freaked out and upset and don't know how to survive. It's like the public is sinking into a sea. And I have just gone out and read the globalists in their own statements. Their criminal arrogance, it's the criminology 101 that criminals love to brag. It is their criminality and their arrogance that is going to end up bringing them down and maybe all of us. But criminology 101 is that criminals love to brag. And they brag about their exploits in our face. That's how we know exactly what they're doing. And that's what really the root of my frustration is, that I live with this. I know it's real. I know I'm right. I wish I wasn't right. And it's like living in a Twilight Zone episode. And I just want people to do well. I just want to have justice. I want to be happy. I want to be able to believe in institutions. But it's buying into the fraud that has enabled it to get so bad. So I think really in the final equation, I could almost not even speak about 30 seconds ago because it hit me, understanding on top of understanding, that we have to repent. And even if you don't believe in God, the social engineers get God out of the equation, or a higher power out of the equation, so that they can be the higher power. And they're madmen who are control freaks and are not the God we need to be worshiping. And that's the thing, like Bob Dylan says, you're going to serve somebody. And the God of corruption and fraud is not the God I want to follow. I can make that summation. And I really want to say to everybody, I don't think you want to follow the God of fraud, the God of betrayal, the God of lies. I want to follow the God of life and justice and honor and strength and purity and blessings. We'll be right back.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, you've got front row seats to the 21st century. You've got front row seats to a time of unparalleled change in the species and our history on this planet. I immerse myself in news and analysis and how the world really works, not how we want it to work. And the prognosis for this country and this world is designed, controlled collapse into an amalgamation between post-industrial systems with high-tech reservations, with global diplomatic immunity above the law, breakaway civilization. And that is what we face. It's Elysium right here on the planet. Here's off-the-grid news. Walmart, Safeway, others unplugging from unreliable power grid, creating their own power stations and power systems. This has always been the model. This has always been the plan. And then meanwhile, they bring in systems and regulations to try to stop the general public from actually being off the grid, but part of a larger control grid where they can tax you and control you and do whatever they want, because there is no lobby for the individual. If the individual will not stand up and resist oppression and tyranny everywhere they see it. It's real simple. You either act like a free person, behave like a free person to be a free person, or you act like a subservient, compliant, cowardly, decadent slave, and you will be a cowardly, dumbed-down, decadent, impoverished slave. Here's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. Companies unplugged from the electric grid, delivering a jolt to utilities. Yes, so this is the model of the reservation, corporate reservation. That Glenn Beck shows what a visionary he is understanding this, and I mean that in a serious way, when he says he wants to build a Liberty City, and you know, whether that would turn into a sinkhole or not, whatever becomes of it, it's a bold idea, because that's fashioning itself off of what the elite is doing. And they're going back to the city-state. See, globalism is 10 regions, 3 mega-regions. The sub-countries destroyed and brought into larger mega-regions of impoverishment. This is the official plan. Within mega-cities that are controlled but are allowed to be industrialized, and then just large swaths that are deindustrialized and post-industrial, and then very small, super high-tech, high-security reservations for the elite. And Austin, Texas has been chosen as one of the new mega city centers officially by the United Nations. And it's the first city in the U.S. to have, after D.C., following that model, where they're going to have different power rates depending on what area you live in, the government district. I don't mean the capital. I mean certain neighborhoods and the capital as well are exempt from power outages and exempt from rate increases and things like that. I mean, this is an absolute screw job of screw jobs. And yeah, I've got all this news in front of me here today. It's just unbelievable to really watch this happen. And we know exactly how it's going to roll out, how it's going to unfold. The FAA has announced that they're authorizing the launch of 7,000-plus drones of 30,000 that are going to be launched by 2020. But they're now authorizing and preparing and have the federal filings for 7,500 drones. Now, you have to remember, this is in the Washington Times today, you have to remember that just last year, the Associated Press and a bunch of other publications came out and said, this does not exist. You understand that? And, of course, they attacked us and said that we were liars, said that we were making it all up. And you see, that's really painful, because that means with all their NSA spying and their psychological algorithm profiles of the general public, they think they can launch drones publicly and then separately say that we're lying about it and almost use us like a simulated adversary, because they're admitting everywhere they're doing it in local papers, but selling it like it's a good idea. I come out and say it's a bad idea, and that it's the military-industrial complex taking over, weaponizing things, just to bring the police and military out of the equation, where it'll all be automated, autonomous, which is the technocrats' dream of taking soldiers out of the equation that might refuse unlawful or immoral orders. And so it was because I said it was a bad idea and pointed out what was really planned. They didn't address that and say, no, it's good to have drones, weaponized drones surveilling you and blimps and everything else. They just said it doesn't exist. while simultaneously rolling it out in thousands of publications, thousands per week at that time, how great the drones were. So we're rolling this all out to surveil you and kill you, but it doesn't exist if you don't like it. And that's the exact same psychology of there is no new world order. Insane people believe there's a world government being set up run by private mega banks. But you open Time Magazine of it, and it's Bank of the World. Welcome to the new world government run by banks. It's a new world order. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be under that. I don't like these banks being exempt from taxes while raising mine to destroy me, not even to transfer the money to themselves. And they're just like, no, that doesn't exist. You're crazy. ABC Nightly News. There is no move for a corporate world government. Well, here I have 20 news articles admitting it. Financial Times, I don't want to look at it, Alex. It doesn't exist. Well, yes, it does. No, I say it doesn't exist. And so I said to the guy right out there, I said, you're a military soldier on one side and I'm on the other. You really know all this. He goes, basically, let's go to dinner. I got a family. This is my job. Yes, that's your job. And at dinner, we're just like, yeah, it's a crazy world. And I'm just sitting there going, you really, it's just it's so sick. It's just so sick. And I've had some success just because I've gotten upset, which is a normal response. And so it kind of got people out of their doldrums. But I really do think the broadcast, obviously I can't control myself. I'll still rant sometimes, mainly when I'm tired. It's a crutch. But we need to move just into the real analysis so that there's a real testament, a real chronicle of what happened in these years. Because we'll be blessed if we don't end up destroying the whole planet and everybody dies. I mean, if you really look at the way the establishment's acting and things they're doing, they are completely out of control. And they spend all day trying to dumb us down and control us when they are just completely, absolutely, totally becoming more and more megalomaniacal and narcissistic, nihilistic, destructive. And if you've studied the criminology of elites throughout history, we know exactly where this leads next. And I just don't think even the people running the system in the final equation subconsciously understand at a conscious level where their subconscious is taking them and taking us, by the way, because they think they can skirt things and take risk and do all this and not destroy everything. And they say, but it doesn't matter if they destroy everything. At least they went on willing. That's a top globalist futurist quote, that they might decide to destroy the Earth. Actually, I guess they do know, actually. Just to do it, like that's their greatest work, their magnum opus, their masterwork. I guess the devil is never a maker. The less that this system gives, it's a taker. Now, I got a bunch of news. We'll get to it when we come back, but none of us are perfect, and I'm not judging anybody, but it's time to repent. It's time to get back to God. It's time to try to purify ourselves. And it's time to also challenge the corruption around us. It's our only hope, and it's also our only fulfillment. We were made to do this. There's always a struggle between good and evil. And we were just convinced by the power structure that there is no evil. Well, that's the devil's greatest trick. There are no drones. There is no health care increase. There are no death panels. The government's not shipping the drugs in. On and on and on. It's all a big lie. And it's meant just to have you deny it. The lie is just there for lazy people who know it's all true, just so they can say, oh, no, I heard that isn't true, when they know deep down it is true. Like if you were drinking, you know, a ton of alcohol every day, lying to yourself and saying, I can keep doing this and it's not going to hurt my liver. It's a denial. And we need to stop living in denial, all of us. And I don't want to live in denial. And I repent for all the bad things I've done to people. Even though I try to be pure of heart and I'm overall a good person, I am wicked. And I repent before God. and throw myself on his mercy humbly and ask that God cleanse me. We'll be right back on the other side to cover the news. I'm Alex Jones.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com, the low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live. The reason I'm cogitating on just the overall state of the world is because I can see the breakdown of society, not just in the media, but personally and in life and in business dealings, you name it. I just really see insanity and recklessness increasing. and crime had been dropping for 40, I don't know, since 1992, so 20 years, and was going back towards levels that were seen in the 50s and 40s before the big crime waves that were brought on by the government importing massive amounts of drugs into the country in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right through till now. But I am genuinely, genuinely concerned because there's no way that Obama and the globalists would be engaged in the open looting of the American people the way they are right now unless they were planning something massive in the future. It may be a huge war. They've already tried to expand what's happening in the Middle East. It could be a mother of all false flags. I think in my analysis, one failing has I haven't thought big enough. I mean, there's no telling what these people will do. And I just want stability in the future. They could start a civil war. They're definitely pushing for that, so they definitely want that. The power structure could start a large war that could lead to something along the lines of World War III. All the top analysts concur that's definitely in the cards. So the Pentagon says, no, we're not going to attack Iran. No, we just can't do it. And by the way, Iran has nuclear weapons, folks. Everybody gets mad when I say that and says, why are you promoting war with Iran? I'm not promoting war with Iran. I don't want to have war with Iran. But from my high-level military sources, is they've had nukes that they got from Pakistan for a decade. And that's why there's all this double-crossing and the U.S. trying to overthrow Pakistan with al-Qaeda forces, knowing our public's so dumb they won't even understand it. It just really gets into sophisticated fourth, fifth-dimensional warfare, multi-level, and the warfare is so sophisticated and nuanced that it doesn't work. Now, it works for the contractors to make money, the big companies to make money, but that's why the dark logic of these people is that it's full spectrum war against everybody, including themselves. It's just. And they fool themselves that they're creators, but all they're creating is destruction. And I don't think that's creation at all, because they're not even building something back on top of it. It just cycles down into more and more destruction. I'll come back and go into the news. It's just that I'm having a lot deeper of an understanding of all this. And I've had these understandings for a long time. I know a lot of you have the same understanding. It's just fact. It's veritas. It's just that I marvel at the evil. I just marvel. It's so anti-human. It's so anti-woman. It's so anti-man. It's so anti-child. It's so anti-beauty. And I've known this for a long time, but the CIA tried to put out ugly art that was pointless to screw people up and to degrade good, what was seen as virtuous art that was known to uplift people. Until now, the general public thinks ugliness and discordia is beautiful. And you could argue and say, how dare you say this modern art is bad? I'm not even saying that. I'm saying the type they tried to promote, and the reason they promoted it was to screw people up and to get rid of art previously had been mainly political and very powerful. And so people's expression was about the world and the world they wanted to build. Well, they don't want you thinking of a world you want to build. They want you thinking about the sitcom, the football game, and then they build the world they want, which is a hellhole. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I've got Obama just absolutely imploding in front of everyone, but this is all by design. And then we're going to get into the standard police procedure is now proctology exams on the side of the road. And we're going to get into the latest on Israel.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Like a moth to flame throughout history, every civilization builds up, becomes great, based on strength, honor, and virtue. Then they become fat and happy and decadent and corrupt, and then more and more corruption moves into the centers of power until you have a concentration of evil. And then the weight of the compounding fraud and arrogance and narcissism and mental illness and unaccountability builds like the pressure of a mountain on coal and forms it into a diamond of wickedness, pure tyranny, pure death, pure fraud, pure betrayal, total evil. And I will get to the news now and then open the phones up and take your phone calls. The magnitude more and more just hits me of how real all this is. And I don't want this to be real. I wish I was wrong. I've had people say, how dare you say 9/11 is an inside job, you anti-American piece of garbage. How dare you? And now, of course, it's come out the government runs Al-Qaeda. The evidence is overwhelming. 9/11 was a stand-down, bare minimum, with protection of the supposed hijackers who are U.S. government CIA officers. They weren't just assets, folks. They were officers. They were operatives. That's on record. At least five of them. And I've been on these radio shows, and they go, you're going to have to face God. I was on a show on, what was it, KTSA from New York. It was a San Antonio station, and I was on there for about 30 minutes. I'll never forget, I was sitting in this garden outside this church about an hour before a rally was going to start there for 9/11 Truth, and there was nobody around, and I was on my cell phone, and it was the Ware pair. I think it was like a dad and a son. And he said, well, I see that there is some evidence, like you say, but it's really hard to believe. And if you're right, we're in deep trouble. But he goes, you listen to me. And it was because he was direct. He talked to me like a human being, not like someone trying to phrase an argument to win it. He said, you're going to have to stand before God someday for what you're doing. And I really appreciated that because he was, you know, saying, this is a big deal what you're saying. This is a big deal what you're doing. And they were on the border, you know, saying you might be right after I went through all this evidence. And I said, I can stand before God. I'm standing before God right now, and so are you. We're always standing before God. God's always right there. Right and wrong's always right there. And I know why people don't want to believe 9/11 was an inside job. That's scary. You admit that. You admit a lot of things. But look at everything else that's happened now. It's not the government, ladies and gentlemen. It is criminal groups worldwide who share the same spirit of evil, the mystery of evil. That's what the Bible calls it. How they work together to carry out acts of fraud and deceit. And it is the takeover of our society. It is the pulling down of all that's good. Because to the wicked ones, they think pulling down everything that's good is a victory, is power to them, that once they've pulled it all down, that they will be on top, and that the light of truth and the light of liberty and the light of justice will no longer be there to burn their skin. And the truth is, all there will be is the total freezing cold of the ninth circle of hell. Devoid of anything good. And that's a heavy thing to really face and to know our enemies are like moths to flame. They are committed. They are worshipers of that destruction. They are creatures of fundamental failure. And it is so sad. And then I look at the good people. I look at the children and the innocents and all the simple folks who aren't even so much dumb as they are blind to the real forms of corruption, the real forms of wickedness. And I watch them in slow motion being torn to pieces by the system. And I watch myself aware of it all, but born into it, immersed in it, not even able to save myself from the contamination physically, spiritually, mentally, and not even able to protect my children, and not even able to free the people. as we begin to circle faster and faster around the event horizon vortex and come right into line with the point of no return in the event horizon as we cross through and prepare to go into hell on earth. And you stare into that place from which no light escapes, and you see the wreckage of history. You see the bones of the civilizations and just the horror frozen and burned into their faces. Just the knowing and just the, in life experience and spiritual experience, just the edge of knowing is horrific. I hope all of you that serve the dark power are satisfied with yourselves. Because everything you want, if as a culture, as a world, we don't begin to make the decision to turn away from this, and it's the decision. Everything else follows after that. You are going to beg later and throw your gold out in the street and plead for God to strike you dead. But death will be no escape for you. And deep down, you know that. That's why you're so upset and why you want to take as many people as you can into that place with you. Now, as I said, what really hit me this morning is they're committed in a collapse plan of Western civilization. They've already collapsed the third world, stopped it from developing, only allowed a slave development system to dehumanize them and to actually bloom population so that it's more of a destructive site while claiming or trying to save the earth. But when you see Obama and his cohorts moving on every front, launching every operation, they are trying to overwhelm us right now and demoralize us and break us with the TSA and the proctology exams on the highway and all of it, and the legalizing by fiat of the illegals and all the criminals allowed to do whatever they want, the innocent people thrown in prison to build widgets and displace workers outside of the program. When you see them engaging in this level of a full-on total assault, you know it means something 10 times worse is coming. It's very, very sad. And I cringe and I know I keep pausing, folks. It's just really hard. It's really hard for myself. I know why you're in denial, a lot of you, because I'm in denial. I mean, I know this stuff at a deep level and I know it's real, but I still just am constantly now mourning and just weeping and just realizing what they're doing to humanity and all the innocents they're hurting right now. And then I tears come to my eyes, and then I feel sad for trolls on YouTube later when they say, oh, look, a tear dropped out of his eye. I wonder how he does that. You know, he's so fake. And I understand that they're weak, they're sad, they've never had any success in their life. So to see someone being real is so alien to them that they can't admit that someone's real. And it's just sad. They've lowered the value of humanity so much that people think they get ahead by lowering other people in their eyes. When then other people simply lower your value in their eyes, and then the value of humanity goes to zero, and then it goes negative. When you bring in more cheap labor, when it's a collapsed society with slave labor you're competing with, that isn't free market. That's suicide economics, and it's designed to drag everyone down, not use the West to actually build up the third world. There are economic programs with mass manufacturing, with systems where the earth could be an Eden. And the globalists always say they support those systems, but actually bring out counterfeit systems to block those developments. That's what's so evil and just anti-progress about the so-called progressives. Their name is a fraud. The Patriot Act is the opposite of the Patriot. The Affordable Care Act is the opposite of affordable care. The progressive is a regressive. The mainline conservative is not a conservative. They are authoritarian fascist with Christian camouflage. I mean, we need to just see things for what they are, not as we would like them to be. And I see myself for what I am. Most people couldn't handle this level of stress. Most people could not handle this amount of power. It's embarrassing to even say that. It's a fact. Most people would become extremely decadent and disconnected and narcissistic. And I've actually become less narcissistic over the years. You're supposed to do that as you get older anyways. But at the same time, I've had a fundamental failure in that, as Nietzsche said, do not stare too long in the abyss lest you become the abyss. I am like super evil now. So, and I was never like this as a child or even as a young adult. I'm not evil. I'm very good, but I know so much about evil now. You can't get this level of evil out of yourself. I mean, you know this stuff, and you are now associated with the enemy. Just like I went and saw Ender's Game. I never read the book. I got drug out to it. Since went and bought it the other day, read it in one night, and written in 1977 as a short story and then expanded in 1984, very deep. Because to know something enough to defeat it, you have to then love it, because you then become it. And I don't love all the evil and the bad, but I know their knowledge of loving it, so I know their love, if you understand what I'm saying. And it's just like, I see the mass failure in it. I see how it destroys everything. But I see that the establishment is not going to pull back, folks. We're going to have to stop them. And the big cop-out is it's the end of the world, it's the rise of the Antichrist and all this other stuff, which obviously the Bible is being proven right now, everything that's happening. But the real Bible, not what these glitterbug, state-run megachurches are teaching you. A lot of truth with a bunch of deception because they themselves are deceived. How could you analyze something this big? I'm not blaming them. They were born into this. But if you really look at what's there and you really understand what's there, a technocracy rises, destroys the family, destroys the culture, poisons the people, poisons the ocean, kills over a third of the world population, absolutely tries to destroy the planet, then the devil is bound, the world beast system is defeated, then the dead in Christ rise. And it's all written there completely clearly. A five-year-old could understand that. But they're telling everyone that, oh, no, you don't have to face any of this, even though Christians throughout history always had to face oppression and evil and be thrown to the lions. Now they say, don't pray to the idols. Don't be thrown to the lions. That's on all the TV shows, the Christian shows. You know, those were bad Christians, bad people. Those weren't real Christians. We're real Christians. Pastor Hagee says Jesus wasn't the Messiah. I can play that clip, and people go to his church and go, he's not the Messiah now. I mean, even if you don't believe in God or Christianity, they don't even believe what the book says when it clearly says it, and they latch onto it. Because, and I know why they do. Because, folks, they are absolutely scared to death of the reality. They don't want to face this technocracy. They don't want to go through this test. They don't want to have the greatest revival in history because we warn people and then it all comes to fruition and then the people wake up. They don't want to be witnesses during this period. That's why they have all their operas come out and say the end of the world's next week, it's next year, so they can make fun of Christians and discredit them. I mean, it's all very sophisticated. And even if you don't believe in all this, the point is the globalists are Luciferians. They believe they're going to become God. They believe they're going to rewrite the whole planet and become co-creators. They believe all this, and it matches with the Bible from the devil's perspective. So regardless if it's real or not, in the book, it's real in what's being followed. You could, if you're an atheist, I guess you could call it self-fulfilling prophecy. But atheists will say, oh, no, that's going to even happen. That's a book. Yeah, but it's coming true. Then is it just a book?
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To hear from Obama supporters now. You celebrated a few months ago when Obamacare was about to go into place, and you told me that you were going to get your free health care, or you're going to get a special. Could have always gotten Medicare or Medicaid. Now that system is going to implode. Do you want to call in and admit I was right? I mean, we were reading legislation. It's not like we're rocket scientists. It'd be like if you took a gun out and said, don't shoot yourself in the head with this, you shoot yourself in the head with it. I mean, we know what a gun does. We know what an economic bomb does. We know what Cloward and Piven is. We have their battle plans. That's why I get angry. But again, Goebbels, the Nazi propagandist, was like lecturing the Nazis famously in like 1944 or so, when they were starting to lose on the Eastern Front, when Barbarossa had failed, Operation Barbarossa. And he said, look to the propaganda, stop denying that the Russians are gaining on us. Stop denying that we're doing all this. And stop denying that the party has been robbing, you know, good citizens, meaning Aryans. And stop all this. We've got to reform this and admit we've been lying. The lies only work when you have their confidence. We don't have it anymore. Now we've got to say we're going to face total annihilation if you don't completely fight. So, it's the same thing. They've now reached the point where their lies aren't working anymore because it's so obvious. And they always knew they get to that plan. That's what Homeland Security's for, is to stop us ever taking the government back. But Homeland Security has to get out of their fantasy land that they're heroes and these great guys, and they take the West Point cadets to the, you know, to see the new Liberty Tower and learn about terrorism, when those cadets will end up going and arming and running Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's such a sick joke. The British government's in the news going, we've got to come out and we've got to admit now that Al-Qaeda lapped up all this intelligence and is going to be able to hit us now. I mean, give me a break. Al-Qaeda, that is your excuse to rape every one of their liberties and steal economic data to fix the markets. And that's a fact. And the Pentagon knows they've reached this point. Whether they're good or bad at the top, it's a mix. But, you know, there's got to be some history of honor in the military, because it won't work if there isn't honor, folks. The Nazis, even though they were misguided and very evil, believed they were doing something good. That's how they could fight so hard so long. And that's why the military now realizes they're gutting the country permanently. And they've lost the confidence of the people. And that's why the Pentagon came out 2 months ago and said, we've been lying, we're going to stop lying, please believe us. And it doesn't even mean they're going to stop lying. They can't stop lying. It just means they're not going to lie about stuff that they can get 100% caught in. But MSNBC hasn't gotten the memo, because they're a bunch of lazy, slack-jawed, fascist, posing as communist, political mercenaries. So they're still lying for Obama about healthcare being a great success, even though Obama came out with a half-hearted fake apology. So, we're going to go to break and come back, and I'll play these Obama clips and the fake apology and analyze that and the big stuff on Israel, saying this is a very, very bad deal with Iran that's going on right now with the peace talks. And we'll get into a bunch of economic news and also some good news. Very interesting. Not like they're going to let the general public have access to this. Fountain of youth, genius discovered, and scientists say it could help heal wounds. Gee, think so? But you turn off one group of genes, what's it do to the others, huh? And we'll get into the proctology exams. I mean, it really, this is what horrifies me, is that the police now, in the name of the fake drug war, which they run, the government runs, are now going to rape us on the side of the highway. And this is proliferating.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.